Hare Krishna. Devotion makes the head clear and the heart pure. Devotion is the expression of our desire to serve Krishna. And Krishna describes that from this desire, all auspiciousness will come. In the Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita, which is from 10.8 to 10.11, in 10.10 he states, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. Tesham, for those who are satata yuktanam, those who are constantly engaged, bhajatam priti purvakam. Bhajatam, they worship me with affection, with purity, with affection, affinity. What happens to them? Tadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna says, I give them the intelligence. Yenamam upayanti te, by which they can come to me. And what is this Krishna talking about here? Buddhi, intelligence. Tadami buddhi yogam tam. So usually intelligence is thought of as the faculty of the head. And sometimes people say that, oh, for those who are not intellectuals, they can practice the process of bhakti. But Krishna is saying over here that intelligence will come by the practice of bhakti. And he will himself bestow that intelligence. And what does that mean? That he will clear the head. Our head is often filled with many misconceptions about who we are and what the absolute truth is and what is the way by which we can best move forwards in our life. And all such misconceptions will be removed by the gradual practice of bhakti. And by that, we will be able to move onwards towards Krishna. We will be able to attain Krishna by the steady practice of bhakti. So what we need is the mercy of Krishna by which the head becomes clear. So it is not that the devotion is a sentiment. It is a disposition, but that disposition brings illumination. It makes the head clear. By Krishna's mercy, he uses the intelligence by which you can come to him. And he, in the process, removes misconceptions. And not only that, Krishna in the next verse says, he will bestow further mercy. Tesham evanu kampartham aham ajnana jantamaha nashayamyatma bhavastho jnana deepena bhasvataha. So Krishna, he states that he who is situated in the hearts of everyone, including these devotees who are trying to serve him, he, with the shining torchlight of knowledge, removes the darkness of ignorance. And thus, he jnana deepena bhasvataha, illumines them with the light of knowledge. And so it's interesting, normally knowledge is thought of as the faculty of the head. But here, Krishna refers to knowledge arising within the heart. That he is in the heart. And he removes the ignorance in the heart and he lights that with knowledge. So this refers to the knowledge of the head is what makes our conceptions clear. But the knowledge of the heart makes our affection pure. So when Krishna illumines our heart with the torchlight of knowledge, then we understand that there is no other object for love, for our love apart from him. Krishna is the embodiment and fulfillment of all our heart's deepest aspirations for love. And thus we focus entirely, purely on loving him. And thus devotion makes our head clear and our heart pure. Thank you. Hare Krishna.